What are tax liens? How to buy them? What are the pros and cons? That's what we're going to talk about on today's episode. We're going to talk about tax liens, majority on tax liens on land. What are they? How to buy them? What are the pros? What are the cons? And we're going to talk about my own little situation that some of you guys and girls might be able to help me out with. But first,
hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you're now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. As always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about tax liens, as you can see. We're going to talk about what they are. And then we're going to talk about how to purchase them online. And we're going to get into some of the pros and cons of them. So first of all, what is a tax lien? I have right here pulled up in front of me kind of the textbook definition of a tax lien. But I'm going to go ahead and give you the skinny of it. You know, in America, you never own anything. I tell people that all the time. Even if you purchase your house outright, even if you buy some land outright, or whatever, you're still going to owe property taxes. So property taxes is how the county makes money. The county, you have your county tax commission. This is how they make their money. So this is the income stream. So people who own property in that county, they all pay property taxes. And the property taxes can vary year by year depending on if they are building new schools, if they're building new roads, whatever they might be doing in the county. So with that being said, every year, you, no matter if you own the land or not, you must pay property taxes. You own a house, you buy it outright, you do whatever, you're going to owe property taxes. And those property taxes can fluctuate. So what you're going to have is people are not going to pay their property taxes. So what's going to happen when you don't pay your taxes? They're going to put a lien on it. What that means is that you don't pay your property taxes. Let's say I own some land down in here in Colorado. You know, I own a home. I own some land in Arizona. Every year I have to pay property taxes. If I don't pay their property taxes, the county can put a lien on my property. When a lien is put on your property, that means that if I try to go sell that property, somebody has to pay that lien. And a lien means that they can turn around and sell it to somebody else, right? So this is why property taxes, this is how tax liens come about. When you don't pay property taxes, and I heard about, even in real estate, when you have houses, if you have an HOA, if you don't pay your dues or if you violate HOA, they can put a lien on your property. But that's to another conversation. Let's keep it on land. Most people don't pay their property, right? So property taxes. And this usually happens in the second, third generation of families. So what I mean by that, the first generation, let's take me for example. I own some land and I buy it. And then I pass it down to my son, Wesley. Wesley, the land is going to be a nuisance to him because he's just going to sit back and say, every year I just owe property taxes on land I care nothing about, land I don't want. So guess what? He doesn't care about the land. He doesn't care if it goes back because he didn't put any money in on it. So he stops paying the property taxes. He stopped paying the property taxes. A lien is issued on the land. And then this is when land goes for sale. And this is how people can buy land for cheap by purchasing a tax lien. So that's kind of what a tax lien is in general, right? Pretty much you don't pay your property taxes or you have some type of lien issued on you for whatever reason. Excuse me for that. Now, how to buy them? This is the golden question. People always talk about, oh, you can do this and do that, how you can buy them. So let's go here. For the people that can see my screen here, I'm going to share my screen here. Now, give me 1 second. I'm going to share my screen here. And we're going to use this handy dandy tool called Google. Sorry about that. My mouth is dry. My throat is dry this morning. So anyway, you can go to Google. And we're going to go to Google here. And on Google, you're going to type in whatever county you're looking in. Let's say if you're looking in Burke County, Georgia, Arapahoe County, Fulton County, whatever county, look at the county, type in tax commission. So for prime example, when you look up the tax commissioner, One second here. When you look at the tax commissioner for that particular county, that's when you're going to be able to find the property. Making sure I pull this up for the people that are catching this live. Right? So for here, I typed in my hometown, Burke County, Georgia. I typed in the tax commissioner's website. I'm on the webpage. So here I am. So every county has its own tax commissioner. And you go to their page, that's when you can find out about that county's tax liens. Some people only auction off liens once a year. It's an auction. Sometimes some people auction off once a year. Some people auction off twice a year. It depends on every county is different. Now, another thing I want you guys and girls to consider is every state is different as well. For a prime example, the redemption period here in Colorado is 3 years, but the redemption period in Georgia is 1 year. So we're going to talk about the process. First, you go out, you find some land that's for sale. That's had a tax lien on it. You look it up by the county. So take me, for example. I'm going to him like, okay, Burke County, Georgia. Boom, look, it says August 4th tax lien sale. They're going to have a tax lien sale on August 4th. I click on the tax lien sale. Look at all these properties. It has the parcel number on it, the reference number that I can look up and see what's going on with the property, the years that it's delinquent, the bills, the amount due. So this amount due is probably the amount that's due on the tax lien. So what's going to happen is on August 4th, I can show up to the county courthouse or whatever the case may be, and I can register, and I can say, hey, I want to bid on property. There are two ways people bid. People bid either on the interest. In Georgia, the interest is 20%. 20% of whatever you pay for, that's what the owner of the property has to give you. In the state of Colorado, it's 1% per month, right? So now some people go in and they negotiate two ways. The two ways people negotiate. The first way people negotiate is take this property here. It owes $863. So they'll say, hey, this person owes $863. Who wants to buy this property tax? Who wants to buy this tax lien for $863? Now you can go in and I can say, hey, I'll pay $865 for it. Somebody else may say $900. Somebody else may say $1,000. Let's say if I say $2,000 and I win it, right? Now, when I purchase that tax lien, the redemption period means in the state of Georgia, the owner has 1 year to pay me back what I paid for the property with 20%, right? Versus Colorado, you know, it's 12%. It's the max rate that you can collect on it. In Colorado, it takes 3 years. The owner has 3 years to redeem the property tax. Versus Georgia, they have 1 year. Some states is 6 months. Some states is 2 years. Depending on the state, the redemption period can change. Now, I can see it right here, the tax lien. So what I have to do is I have to show up on August 4th and register, and I can bid on particular taxes. So one way people bid on the principal, the other way people bid is they bid down on the interest. They said the interest is 12%. Somebody say, well, I'll pay 9%. I'll pay 8%. I'll pay 7%. And whoever offers to pay the lowest percentage of interest, boom, could win a tax lien. So look it up by your county. You guys and girls saw how I looked up by the county, and I can show up and I can bet on, bid on particular things. Now, every state is different. Every county is different. Some counties, you can do it online. Some counties, you have to show up in person. Some counties, you have to do whatever, right? So boom, you go there and you have to, you know, you can bid on it. And if you win the property taxes, then if you win the lien, then you're good to go. But now we're going to get into some of the pros and cons of the tax liens. As you guys and girls know, I believe if you don't know the pros and the cons, I don't think you know it that well. So first of all, let's get into the pros. What are the pros of tax liens? The pros of tax liens, if you can get a pretty good piece of property that has a tax lien on it, you can get a piece of property for cheap. Let's say if you're in the market for buying some land, and buying some land, it may cost you $2,000 to buy some land, right? You may be looking to spend $50,000 on land, but you might be able to go down and purchase a tax lien for $5,000 and potentially own that particular piece of land. So it's a cheap way to acquire land. Number two, it's a high yield. People look at it as an investment, making a pretty good yield. If I purchase a piece of land, if I purchase a tax lien and the owner redeems it, he or she has to pay me back at 12%, 20%, 4%, whatever the case may be, I can make a nice return on investment. So some people look at it as an investment strategy versus some people look at it as a cheaper way to acquire land that they may desire and already want. So those are some of the pros. Now let's go ahead and slip in here and let's look at some of the cons, right? What are the cons of owning some tax liens? Like anything else, I always tell you, if you don't know it that well, if you can't tell me the cons of it, I don't think you know it that well. So here are some of the cons. There's a couple of them. First of all, you can be out there bidding for some land and mess around and win a tax lien on some land you really don't want, right? You could have some wasteland, bad land, land that you don't want, land that you don't care to have. Another thing is, like taking in Colorado, if I purchase a tax lien, I have to wait 3 years to give the owner a chance to redeem their land. Throughout those 3 years, and if the owner doesn't redeem the land, I have to pay the property taxes for those missing 3 years. So even if I own a tax lien, I need to pay the property taxes, right? Another one, there could be other liens on the property. You may go down there and purchase a lien and kind of find out this person got liens because they didn't pay this or they didn't pay that, or they got all type of things going on. So it could be other liens, right? Another thing is big money comes to town. Big time investors come in and they can outbid the little guys, right? And another thing is auctions. You got to auction. You got to go in there. You got to bid. You got to see if you can win the land. And if big money is in the room, they can outbid you, or they can drive the interest rates down so low. Hedge funds can come in. Pension funds can come in. Big time investors can come in and outbid you, right? Another thing is tax liens expire. Just because you purchase a tax lien don't mean you got it forever. It may expire. So the process is you purchase a tax lien. Let's say if the owner doesn't redeem the tax lien, then you have to go through the process of using your tax lien to try to apply to get the deed to the land. Doesn't guarantee you automatically going to get it. Like I said, it could be other liens on it, all other good stuff like that. But you have to go through a process to say, hey, I have a tax lien. It never was paid. I'm paying the property taxes. And you have to get a tax attorney to file the paperwork. Now, there's some sites here. Let me pull this up as well. There's some sites here that kind of help you, or claims. I haven't used them directly, but they claim that they will help you. Here we go. Claim your title. So here you go. Claim your title for government land. Some companies claim that, hey, if you have a tax lien, we'll help you get that title. You have tax lien attorneys out there that'll help you get the title on land that you've already won in auction. So it's not a guarantee. Hey, I got a tax lien, I'm going to have this land. No, you got to go through a process to get the land. That's another con. So those are the pros and the cons. Now let's get down to my own personal situation, right? Take me for example. I would love to buy land in the South because it's cheaper. I would love to bid on land in the South, right? But then again, I can't travel at this time. I can't travel. I can't fly down and be a part of an auction during the COVID-19. But the problem having down South is, see, up here in Colorado, I can bid online. But the problem having down South, I'm trying to find a county down South that would allow you to bid online. Because most of the places, most of the counties in the South that I'm seeing, they want you to show up in person, register, all of the good stuff like that. One of the pros up here, I can register online and bid online. But I'm looking for a situation of how can I bid online for tax lien properties in the South. If you know a county that's doing that, please feel free to comment below. Feel free to comment below. So now let's go through, let's do a quick little recap. We talked about what tax liens were. Tax liens is when somebody don't pay their taxes on a particular piece of property and the government issues a lien on it. We talked about how to buy them. You can go by the county, whatever county you live in. You can type in, and if you don't live in a county, you can just Google it. Google the tax commissioner office. You go to the tax commissioner office. Most tax commissioners, some of them have, I've seen in Fulton County, they do it every month, right? Some counties do it every month. I want to show you guys and girls that. But some counties do it every month. Some do it once a year. But you have to go Google or look up your particular county and to see what county is doing what, right? Like, let's take this county right here. This is Fulton County down in Atlanta, Georgia. Fulton County Tax Commissioner, he's telling you that they do this every month, right? And not every month. I think once a week or once a month, they don't collect their property taxes. They put up tax liens for sale because the county don't care. They're just looking for somebody to pay for the money. So look up how to buy. You look up on your county. You see your county. Your county. What are their requirements? How do you register? And when are they going to do an auction? You show up to an auction, and you can, before you even show up to the auction, you should already be studying some of these properties and know what you're going to bid on. They just go down there and buy anything. And it might be a landfill, or it might be a, you know, some gas dumping station. So you look up the properties, you see the properties that have a tax lien on them. You know the ones you want to go bid for. You go down there, you bid on them. If you win them, you know, try to look to see if they got other liens on the property too. Do a lien search on it. If there are no other liens, you go down there, you purchase the lien. The owner has 1 year to redeem it from you. If they don't redeem it from you, you can get your tax attorney filed to get the property put into your name, to get the title put into your name, and you can own a piece of property. Cheaper way to acquire property. We talked about that. We also talked about some of the pros and cons. You know, some of the pros being it's a good way to get some cheap land. It's a good investment strategy because you can make some money because most land will be redeemed upon. Some of the cons we talked about that is you can end up owning some land that you really don't want. Set the land doesn't get redeemed, you end up owning some land you don't want. You got to go to an auction. The auction, you might have to show up in person. The tax liens are not good forever. They all have an expiration date. We also talked about you're going to owe property taxes. When you owe the tax lien, if the person is not paying their taxes before you can get that title, you might have to pay some liens. It might be other liens on their property. So those are some of the pros and the cons of tax liens, but that's something I wanted to issue to you guys and girls, something to put in your little thinking box that you might appreciate and like, or another investment strategy. But anyway, my name is Prince Dykes. This is the Investor Show. I'm the Prince of Investing. And until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out, and thank you.